From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The children's book Matilda by Roald Dahl is about a much put upon little girl with tremendous gifts. Now Matilda has been turned into a hit musical that opens tonight on Broadway. It's an import from Britain, where it won last year's Olivier Award. And as Jeff London reports, it features a revolving cast of four girls in the lead role.
A couple of days before their big Broadway opening as Matilda, Bailey Ryan, Una Lawrence, Sophia Genusa, and Millie Shapiro, all between the ages of 9 and 10, gathered in the lounge of the Schubert Theater to reflect on the remarkable experience they've shared and sing a bit of their big number, Naughty.
5, 6, 7, 8. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
If these four girls have any notion that a $16 million musical is riding on their tiny shoulders, they're blissfully unaware of it. Sophia Genusa is 9 years old and from New York City.
Sometimes people say, oh, you're going to work. And I'm like, it's not work. It's a hobby because it's something you like to do, so you don't get really bored of it. And I think that's what made me want to do this.
You have to put it right. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Director Matthew Warchus says there are very pragmatic reasons for the quadruple casting of the lead role of Matilda, a brilliant little girl who's ignored by her parents and sent to a school run by a tyrannical headmistress, where by sheer force of will and a little telekinesis, Matilda saves herself, her teacher, and her classmates.
It's a very demanding role and can only be played full on if the girl is fresh. And so by having the four of them share it through the week, it's always delivered at the level of intensity that wouldn't be possible if it was just one girl.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up.
Matilda the Musical had its premiere 2 years ago at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon as a holiday entertainment. But it was so successful there, the RSC transferred it to London's West End. The show features a script by playwright Dennis Kelly and a score by Australian comedian and musician Tim Minchin. Both are known for their very adult writing, says Kelly.
Asking either one of us, let alone both of us, to adapt a children's book for actual children to see is probably just irresponsible in a way I can't even describe.
And Tim Minchin, whose cabaret act features profanely funny songs that are unplayable on public radio, says...
What I guess the RSC figured is that Dennis is a fantastic storyteller with a great sense of humour, and I'm a sort of rhymey, playful songwriter. And those were the attributes that I guess they took a risk on.
All I know I learned from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, baby, you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements.
There's a great deal of whimsy and satire in Matilda, as well as clever staging, which has a cast of adults and children breaking the fourth wall and running through the audience. But it also explores the darkness that Roald Dahl was known for. And the biggest repository of darkness in the story is Matilda's arch-nemesis, Miss Trunchbull, the headmistress of Crunchham Hall. Director Matthew Warchus initially cast women in the role for the show's first two workshops.
But it became, you know, clear to me that the sort of monster that Roald Dahl had drawn, and one who is an Olympic-class hammer thrower as well, hugely strong, intimidating, nasty, repellent, monstrous person, isn't particularly female or male.
So Miss Trunchbull is played by Bertie Carvel, an actor who's over 6 feet tall, says Dennis Kelly.
It was a practical reason as well, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, we needed someone who could pick up a child and swing
her
by the
hair.
Yeah.
The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of insubordination, the whiff of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of mutiny in action. Before a weed becomes too big and greedy, you really need to nip it in the bud. Position two.
Ultimately, director Matthew Warchus says Matilda is a David and Goliath story.
It's sort of about unfairness, and this is something that children and adults really feel strongly about, I think. It seems like quite a small subject, unfairness, or injustice, or whatever you want to call it, but kids hate it. They're always saying, that's not fair, and they get enraged by it. And I think that side of us as adults never really goes away.
Songwriter Tim Minchin says Matilda has been written and staged to appeal to all ages.
You desperately want children to come out absolutely buzzing and having learnt something and having laughed and been invigorated and inspired and having had a great time, but you also want adults to come out feeling like they've been challenged and have had all those same emotions.
We'll find out where the chalk is stored.
Don't draw rude pictures on the board.
If this is something, we're revolting.
Matilda opens at the Schubert Theatre on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.